The Average Network presents episode 77 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We find Vice POTUS Count Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the Bush administration, in the video cavern of the Batcave, deep beneath the moist, sweltering streets of Washington, D.C.
Rumsfeld, are you certain that this is Ahmed?
I'm not sure. Let me adjust the horizontal hold. Oh, dear.
Rumsfeld, is that you?
It's Tommy Franks, Master.
I can see that, Donald. Hello, Tommy.
Dick? Hi, how are you?
What are you doing in Baghdad, Tommy?
Hell, Dick, I'm not in Baghdad. I'm in Carmel on my book tour. Got a golf game with Clint Eastwood in a while.
We like his movies, Master. They're all about death.
Quite. Donald, Carmel, California is half the world from Baghdad. Why are we talking to Tommy?
My apologies, Tommy. We're trying to connect with Ahmed Chalabi. I don't suppose you've seen him, have you?
Nope. I've been busy taking responsibility for stuff. You know, I helped sink the Bismarck.
Tommy, you needn't be quite so thorough.
It's okay, Dick. Every dingbat thing I say gets me another $5,000 in speaking fees.
Well, thanks for the help on the mission accomplished, Banner.
Hey, I don't care. Nobody believes me anyway.
Master, I think I have something.
Well, goodbye, Tommy. By the way, the Hawaiian shirt is really très gauche.
Ha! From a guy who always wears the same suit and sleeps in a box full of dirt. You're too much, Janie. See you next month. Later, Don.
Good night, Tommy. Hello? Is that you, Ahmed?
Rumsfeld, is that you?
Who in Satan's name have you reached?
Janie? Is that you, Richard?
That's, Mr. Vice President, whomever you are.
Dick, it's me, Colin.
Colin? Colin Spencer?
Colin Clive?
Colin Powell, Secretary of State. Tall, distinguished-looking black man. Joint Chiefs when you were Secretary of Defense.
Oh, Powell. Yes. What do you want?
You called me.
No, we called Ahmed Chalabi. Why did you answer?
No, you wanted Chalabi. That's 704. You hit 703. Happens all the time.
Thank you, Colin. Isn't he nice, Master? Why don't we like him again?
Rumsfeld?
Yes, explain that one, Richard.
Ooh, sorry.
Hey.
Neatly done, Donald. Now, get Chalabi.
This should be right.
Hello, Prime Minister Blair here.
Oops. Here.
I say.
Hello, Cheney? Is that you? We are under attack.
Thank you, Donald. Not surprised, old thing. I'm afraid you were a bit of a bad hat.
I've done nothing in over 8 years that you did not support and approve.
And if they'd caught me, I'd be every bit as guilty. But they caught you instead. Hard cheese, old fellow.
So you are just calling me to gloat? You're a disgusting creature, Count Cheney.
Ahmed, Ahmed, back up, old thing. All is not lost.
Back up? Embezzlement and counterfeiting? My son charged with embezzlement and murder? My judge, an old Baptist? Richard, I urinated on his trousers when we captured him. I think he is bound to take it personally.
He has a point, Master.
Awkward indeed. However, Henry and I, in a rather expensive consultation, have arranged a solution. You shall both certainly stand trial.
This is a solution? Richard!
Ahmed, it is not as though you aren't guilty.
Well, yes, you have a point.
So, you stand trial. But your defense team will be Johnny Cochran, Barry Sheck, and Robert Shapiro.
Richard, you have saved us. How can we ever repay you?
Don't worry, Ahmed. You shall. As to immediate cost, Donald shall EU an itemized bill on our private server line this evening. You shall be back devaluing currency and murdering rivals before you can say, Beelzebub, protect me.
I told Saddam you wouldn't let an old pal down. Not you, Richard, or you, Donald.
Well, not anyone who's still of use. Right, Chief?
There are limits to everything. Saddam has generally surpassed his limits, I'm afraid. No point in worrying him needlessly. Besides, we might need him again before all is over.
Though it isn't likely, is it?
Not very, no.
Well, Ahmed, Mr. Cochrane shall be in touch before the end of the week. You shall have to pay him, of course. Cash.
Oh, dear.
Just use some of our phony money. We have more than enough.
Of course. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow.
That's quite understandable, Ahmed.
We have company, master.
Well, we shall speak again soon. Rest a bit easier, Ahmed.
Donald, Richard, the privilege of working with two such brilliant strategists and the head of Dr.
Donald, enough. Shut him off. Who is coming down?
George.
I thought he was in California.
Dick? Don? Dr. Henry's head?
Video cavern, sir.
Ah, there he is. George, what are you doing here? I thought you were in California.
Tomorrow. Just dropped in for a minute. Scooter's been reading me that John O'Neill book about Carrie.
Yes, he's a horrid but useful little creature. Where did we find him?
We didn't. Bob Marty and Nixon and Mitchell's old toady found him back in 71 to attack Kerry. He got beat in every debate, and he still hates him.
Well, he's a useful distraction. So how is it going, George?
Been raising money like crazy.
Haven't we all? We haven't much more time, Mr. President, in more ways than one, I'm afraid.
So we have to raise as much as we can. That way there'll be lots left over when the campaign ends, and we get to keep what isn't spent.
Why no? If and we win, we'll make more money on 2008. If we lose, we'll get to divvy up about $100 million.
I should have recalled. If it's about money, you'll remember everything.
Yeah, I'm funny that way.
So, are you ready for the left coast?
Yeah, Laura got me a box comic book set of Conscious of a Conservative by Barry Goldplumber.
Goldwater.
Plumber. That old square-headed guy from McCain's state. It's okay. Talks too much.
So did Barry. Always at the wrong time.
Yes. Remember, George, don't promise the Schwarzenegger anything. Anything. And rake in the boodle.
Poodle? What do we want with a poodle?
Not poodle, sir. Boodle. It's an archaic term meaning ill-gotten gains.
Money?
Yes. Money.
What dang. Money's really cool.
Episode 77 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were created by members of the Kaiser Wilhelm Impersonators Society of Rotwasser, Pennsylvania. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network. Stay tuned!